This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Let's take a look at vice, teen style. How many of our teens actually smoke, drink, and take drugs? And what kind of drugs and tobacco products are they using when they do? That's what the University of Michigan and the National Institute on Drug Abuse seek to learn in their annual surveys of 40 to 50,000 teens in grades 8, 10, and 12. The latest Monitoring the Future survey was released today. Joining us is the principal investigator. Lloyd Johnston is with the University of Michigan's Institute for Social Research. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Cynthia.
So let's start with tobacco. You're finding teen smoking is continuing to decline?
It is. It's down a great deal since the mid-90s when it reached the peak. And initially, the drops were quite large. They're now smaller, but still important. This year, if we average across the three grades that we study, 8, 10, and 12, we see about a 1 percentage point drop from 10.6 to 9.6% who say that in the past month they've smoked one or more cigarettes. And that's down by large proportion from where it was, 40-50% drop.
Why is it, do you think, fewer teens are smoking cigarettes?
Good question, and I think the answers have differed over time. Price has been a major, price and taxes have been a major factor. But also youngsters changed their attitudes about smoking and smokers a great deal over the life of the study. And now about 80% of the adolescents say they would prefer to date non-smokers.
So get them in the pocketbook and also just the social acceptability of it.
Exactly.
Well, they may not be lighting up tobacco cigarettes, but boy, it sure seems more teens are reaching for a joint. I see 60% of 12th graders don't view marijuana regular use as harmful, yet 36% of those 12th graders saying they smoked marijuana in the last year, just under 30% of the 10th graders, and more than 12% of 8th graders say they use marijuana in the last year. Were you surprised by this, Lloyd?
No, marijuana has been around for a long time and the most popular of the illicit drugs for, I guess, as long as this study's been going on, which is 39 years. But the recent upward movement in marijuana use is also something we thought would likely occur in the context of so much public discussion and passage of legislation to legitimate medical marijuana use, and more recently, actually, to legalize marijuana use in a couple of states.
Right.
And I think that has had the effect of convincing kids that it's not as dangerous to use marijuana as their predecessors thought. And so when we see perceived risk dropping, we very often see use going up.
What about alcohol?
Alcohol has been quite an interesting study. This year, we're seeing the lowest levels of alcohol use among teens that we've seen in the life of the study. It has been a rather steady decrease in alcohol consumption since about the mid-90s. And maybe more importantly, the number of kids who say that they have been engaging in binge drinking or drinking five or more drinks at one sitting in the past 2 weeks, that has been in decline also and is at a low level. It's about 22% among high school seniors who say that they've been drinking that heavily, and I can remember it was 41%.
So what do you think's behind that?
That's a good question. I think that to some degree in the 80s, alcohol lost its panache, and there were a number of campaigns. One from Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and another one to encourage people to have designated drivers. And in addition, for the younger kids, there's been a substantial drop in the extent to which they think it's available to them, that they can get it.
So based on what you've found with this latest Monitoring the Future survey, so we're seeing more teens turning away from using alcohol and tobacco, but more teens are turning to marijuana. What should be the takeaway for parents and for policymakers?
Well, I don't want to say that any of them are unimportant. There's still too many teens who are drinking and getting drunk. There's still too many. Any is too many when it comes to cigarettes because the consequences are so dire in the long run. So I think we need to keep the pressure on with both of those drugs. But the marijuana issue is going to be a difficult one. There's a strong division in the country whether it's okay to use marijuana. I think the one area that hasn't been emphasized, but which is important, is that I think young people themselves are of the opinion that it's not good to be selling to underage people. But the fact is, when we look in the states that have medical marijuana use, we find out a significant proportion of the kids who have used marijuana in the most recent year have gotten it through prescriptions, mostly from other people's prescriptions, roughly 40%. So it's not going to be that easy to separate who gets it in the end.
Lloyd Johnston is with the University of Michigan's Institute for Social Research. He is the principal investigator for the Monitoring the Future survey, which was a joint study by the university and the National Institute on Drug Abuse. Lloyd, thank you so much for sharing your findings with us.
You're very welcome. Enjoyed it.